I'm Marcy Finkelstein, always very grateful for your company. This time each Tuesday, we have Words and Music, my conversations with artists who have new music out. So even during the pandemic, we get to hear their work and they get to talk about it. And this morning, my friend is Ray Wiley Hubbard. His new album is called Co-Starring. The song we're going to hear features our birthday boy, Ringo Starr, on drums, Joe Walsh on guitar, Black Crowes singer Chris Robinson on background vocals, and Don Was on bass, or as Ray says, a beetle, an eagle, and a crow. My first question to Ray was what effect the pandemic had on the release of the album.
Well, we had originally planned to release it, I believe, early May. It happened so quick, I got back from Los Angeles right before this started. I did the video at Ringo Starr's house, and then I flew out that day, and I landed in Austin, and then the next day is when it just went completely wacky. And then, you know, we said, well, let's push it back till July 10th and see what happens.
And I assume you were planning to tour the record.
Yeah, we were going to do what they call, I'm sure you're familiar with, work the record. We were going to go out and do in stores and, you know, go to radio stations and, of course, at the gigs. Yeah, so that kind of put a damper on it. Playing live is such a, you know, it's still such a joy for me. It really is. I just, it turned everything topsy-turvy.
Are you doing any live streaming?
Yeah, I am. I've done a few. We did one where we raised some money for the Wimberley Food Bank, and then we did one for Austin Bartenders and Waitresses, and then we did one for Music Cares. I've been learning a lot, too. I mean, I'm pretty much I'm an old cat. I'm still pretty much a rotary phone guy. So all this new technology is, I'm trying to learn it. But, I'm feeling good about it. We're just trying to take it on a daily basis.
You've posted about being excited to have signed with this record label. So I take it that's a big deal, even though you've put out many records already?
Well, Big Machine Records is a big machine. I haven't really had a label like that. We were on, of course, 30 Tigers, and they did an incredible job for me. But to have someone like Big Machine say, I believe in this record, because I'd already done the record. I mean, everything was done. They said, we'd like to release it and put it out and try to find you a larger audience. And so I said, well, I'm not going to change anything. You know, here it is. And they said, sure. So we were real excited about being with them, and it's been great.
The record's called Co-Starring, the nod to the musicians who play and sing with you on all the songs. How did the idea to record with all these different people come about?
I wrote the songs first, and then it just kind of came to me like, Cadillac 3 would really be good doing this. And I just kind of called up Aaron Lee Tesh and said, hey, man, I got this song. Would you want to track it with me? So we went in, same thing with Mississippi John Hurt. Man, who could? Pam Tillis. Each song kind of dictated who I would asked to be on it. Peter Rowan, I just said, hey, man, I kind of got this acoustic thing. And he said, of course. So we sent it to him, and he did it. We did kind of everything backwards because that's the way I've been doing things. Like I went in and cut the record in different studios with different musicians, and then after it was done, went, I guess we better file this with the union. Because, you know, I just call up friends of mine and say, hey, man, you want a track? They'd go, yeah. You know, and then sent it to Chris Robinson, and he sang his part in some back room in some rock bar in Dusseldorf. So we did the record, then we kind of had to go back and make it legal, I suppose.
You mentioned your buddy Ringo a couple times.
Yes.
I remember from your autobiography, this relationship goes back decades.
Maybe not decades, but I've known him probably about 8 or 9 years, maybe 10. He's been so gracious and kind and fun. I feel very fortunate. Sometimes I feel like Forrest Gump, just kind of hanging around and get in all these incredible situations with really famous, incredible people.
When was it that he pulled you up on stage to sing with him?
The first time I was out in California, my drummer and I, Rick Richards, were just the two of us, just a guitar and drums, and we were playing out at in Santa Monica at McCabe's, and this guy shows up, says, I'm Brent Carpenter, I do all the videos for Ringo Starr. And I went, oh, and I said, he said, I gave him your record, I burnt him a record, your record of Snake Farm, and Ringo's playing tomorrow night at the Greek Air and wants to meet you. So Rick and I drove out there, and we actually got a parking place up close, and then we went back there and met Ringo and Barbara Bach, or Barbara Starkey now. It was really cool because we showed up and Ringo goes, "Where's your band?" And I go, "Well, this is my band, just me and my drummer." So Ringo, I guess, obviously loved that. So he went around introducing us, I mean, to all these famous musicians and movie stars. They go, "This is Ray Wally Hubbard from Texas. He's brilliant. Doesn't travel with a guitar player, travels with a drummer. Doesn't travel with a bass player, travels with a drummer. He's brilliant, just a drummer," you know. So he embellished that. Then he said, "Well, come out and sing out with my friends at the end of it." So I went out and shared Gary White's microphone, and we did Help My Friends. And then he invited us up to his birthday party at Radio City Music Hall. So we went up there and sang with him again. And he's just been really gracious and fun, and he's just a great cat. He really doesn't need to go out and perform. I mean, he's got Beatle money, I guess. So he doesn't have to do that, but he loves performing. He loves the music, and he's also our band. He loves hanging around with those guys. We've been to a couple of rehearsals, and he's just really, as you say, he's really down to earth, but he's a musician and a songwriter and a performer. And that's, you know, kind of not so much what he does. That's who he is. And so he's just been really, really gracious to me.
And there was a time you recorded his song Coochie Coochie and sent it to him. And he said, "Oh, I took the liberty of adding some vocals."
Yeah, we were just sitting around and I had a resonator and Audley Freed had a mandolin. I think Rick had a cardboard box and George Reeve, my bass player, had an acoustic guitar. I said, "Let's do a Coochie Coochie." So we just did it. And I sent it to Brent Carpenter. So he sent it to Ringo. And all of a sudden, a little bit later, we get this track. Said, "Hey, I sang on it and played some drum fills." It was really cool to think about, you know, George Reeve, my producer, had a chance to mix a Beatle. It was quite a thrill.
And Joe Walsh plays guitar on that trick. You and he also go back a ways?
Yeah, we've known all those guys. I know everybody, Chris, Joe, and I've known them very well. I don't know Don Was that well. We'd met a couple of times. But Joe, I met him kind of at the same time as Ringo. And in fact, this is a tour about 3-4 years ago. He called me up and he goes, "I don't want to steal your band, but I want to steal your Snake Farm band." And I went, "What?" He said, "I'd like George Reeve and Rick Richards and Bucca Allen," because he had came down and played my festival. I had a little festival called Grit and Groove. And I got him a band with Gerf Morlix, the Trishas, and Buck Allen, and George Reeve and Rick Richards. And so he said, "I want to steal that band." So Rick and George and Bucca went out with him for about a year, I think. He's just been a great cat.
The song Bad Trick says you got to have some scars if you want to be a poet. You've written a whole book about your scars. Do you think they make you a better poet?
Well, I really don't think of myself as a poet, because to me a poet is Rilke and Whitman and Robertson Jefferson and those guys. Those are poets, and I'm just a songwriter. Even though I learned a thing from Towns, he says that your lyrics should read as if it's a poem. He said, you got your song and you play it and you sing it, but when you read the lyrics, it should read as if it's a poem. And so I look at my lyrics as lyrics first, and then they maybe have some could be considered poetry, but I don't really know.
When you say everybody turns a bad trick now and then, are you thinking, yeah. What inspired that?
Judy, my wife, Judy. That's the first song that we've ever written together. I played a gig, and it was kind of a rough gig, and I can't remember. It's been about 2 years ago. I can't remember exactly what it was. I don't know whether it was the sound or the turnout or something. It was just, most gigs are just, like I say, a joy to play. It doesn't matter what's going on out there. I'm on stage with my son and my drummer, and it's a joy no matter what's happening. But this was kind of a rough gig, so we drove all night, and I got back about 6 in the morning, and she was just getting up. And I said, "Man, that was a rough gig." And all of a sudden she goes, "Well, everybody turns a bad trick every now and then." And it just kind of, yeah, you know, I mean, everybody kind of has to do some things maybe that aren't just always rosy. So we kind of got together and I started putting all these thoughts in it. Like, you got to have some scars if you want to be a poet. To get weeds out of a garden, you got to hoe it. Little truths, I suppose. So that's how that song kind of came about.
You must have had fun writing it. There were some great truths. Dancing is promiscuous after midnight.
Yeah, it always is. Anything after mid, if you're dancing, it's a little promiscuous, you know.
I didn't know you wrote it with Judy, but one of the lines does sound like a married couple could have written it. It's best to be content than to have to always be right.
Yeah, I found that out. It really is. You know, that sometimes if you're always right, that takes a lot of work and puts a lot of tension. And sometimes it's just like, yeah, okay, I'd rather be content than have to always be right.
Well, you must be spending a lot of time together now in the pandemic phase of things.
Yes, and I think Judy has two nerves left that I haven't got on. I really, but no, I can't think of anybody I'd rather go through this with her. We're doing pretty good. You know, we really are.
Hubbard featuring Ringo Starr, Don Was, Joe Walsh, and Chris Robinson with Bad Trick from Ray's new album, Co-Starring. And you can go on YouTube and see the video with Ringo and friends. And Ray Wiley-Hubbard is as fun to talk to and as sweet as that conversation would have you believe.